Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to the PNC studio at Hallis Hall. Tom, I'm pumped up. It's finally regular season. What are your expectations? Bears, Texans, Sunday in Houston.
Well, you know what? I have high expectations because, you know, even though we've been at training camp, we've been able to watch this team develop every year. There's something different about when you get into that first regular season game and you turn that dial up, and then you have expectations. Because it's not only what Alshon Jeffrey can do, what you hope Zach Miller will continue to do, the growth of Jeremy Langford. I'm excited to see guys like Kevin White, the growth process of this offense, you know, now that it's run by Dow Loggins. So I think Jeremy Langford can be a good example of what the running game has to be. But then if you look at Jordan Howard and Kadeem Carey, I think if you're looking at running back by committee, you have a strong group back there. And then you have the receiver positions from side to side, from Alshon to Zach Miller to Eddie Royal to Kevin White and the other receivers they kept. You have a chance to get the ball downfield and starting out of the backfield.
I'm going to be really interested to see the approach on offense, especially last year. The Bears lose probably their top four receivers. They were out most of the season. Kevin White missed the whole season. Alshon was hurt on and off. This year now, when you have the receivers and a different offensive coordinator, does Dow Loggins open things up, or does he keep things conservatively? Again, that's what I'm going to be watching for, too.
Conservative, if you want to include the running game as a major factor of their success, that's when you're going to open it up downfield. Because, you know, Larry, you want to have a lot of attention paid to what's going on in the backfield. Then all of a sudden you're going to be able to see it sprinkle downfield with the size of Alshon Jeffrey, the speed of Kevin White, the playmaking ability of Zach Miller, Eddie Royal in the slot. So, again, I think if you want to look at it conservative, yeah, but, again, it's the making sure that you have the influence of the running game that's going to give you the big play opportunities downfield.
Flipping over to the other side of the ball, the big story all offseason was how the improved front seven looked on the field in practice and in training camp. Pernell McPhee's not going to be available for the first 6 weeks, unfortunately, but a lot of other guys will be that are new, Akeem Hicks, Danny Trevathan, Jarrell Freeman.
Right, but, you know, this isn't a defensive group that's learning along the way. So now you have the versatility of Willie Young. You have the pass rush ability of Lamar Houston. You have the intelligence of the inside linebacker position that's upgraded significantly with Danny Trevathan and Jarrell Freeman. You have the defensive line that includes Akeem Hicks and Eddie Goldman, Mitch Unrein, Jonathan Bullard, and the rest of the crew that's going to be able to contribute out there. So I think front seven, you're going to be able to expand your ability to do a lot of different things up front.
When I look at the Texans, the one player that scares me most, and you know where I'm going with this, is J.J. Watt, one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. Incredible. This guy just had back surgery. You had back surgery. What is he going to be facing Sunday? The Texans say he's going to play in the game.
If I am the offensive coordinator and I'm offensive line coach Dave Magazoo, I'm going to devise a scheme that's going to be very challenging to J.J. Watt. And it's not doing anything dirty or illegal, but there's a lot of really challenging blocks that you can put on an aggressive defensive lineman. Take advantage of his aggressiveness at the line of scrimmage and be able to hit him with the tight end. Be able to trap him with a big offensive lineman. Being able with your pass protection to have a slide technique to it where he doesn't know where it's coming from. All those things are going to be challenging to a defensive lineman that may be thinking about an injury as much as he's thinking about his assignment.
But now is my favorite part of our show because I get Tom's take on his great career. And I want to ask you about openers. I want to ask you specifically about the 1985 opener. Everybody knows that defense is famed. It's probably one of the best, if not the best in NFL history. But you guys were down 28-17 at halftime against Tampa Bay, who was not a good team at all. What was it like?
Well, it wasn't a congratulatory halftime speech by Coach Ditka or Buddy Ryan. It was more about making sure that you elevate your concentration level and your performance level to go out there and win that football game in the second half. Because the worst thing you can do is week one is go stumble on yourself and give up a game that you know you have the ability to win and that you should win because you have that home crowd for you.
Tom, the 85 Bears came back to win the season opener by outscoring the Bucks 21-0 in the second half. A similar result on Sunday would be great. Heath Thayer, I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us.